Welcome, listeners. My name is Anthony Tomazzoli, and this is The Slay Rites, a D&D 5th Edition podcast, and I am your humble dungeon master. Before I go around and introduce everyone, I'd like to just go over a few disclaimers about the show. First off, we are in no way, shape, or form recording or podcast professionals, nor are we professional role players or voice actors. Honestly, the only thing we're really good at, aside from being best friends, is making incredibly poor in-character decisions. That said, as this is our first foray into the world of broadcasting our sessions, I think I speak for all of us when I say, I hope you have a good time, because we sure are. So first off, a little bit about myself. I've been playing D&D for several years now, though I was interested in the medium for much longer than that. I started off as a player, but I find that I get the most enjoyment out of the game by DMing. I don't always favor the rules as they're written. My creed as a DM is that if it follows the rule of cool or the rule of funny, to keep the pace of the game moving, I always prefer to roll with that. I'm here to tell a story, not stymie everyone with egregious puzzles, encounters, or adhering strictly to the rules as they're written. I also don't follow traditional D&D lore. Not all drow are bad, not all orcs are stupid brutes, etc., you know, what have you. I believe that that stuff is antiquated, and to be honest, I really don't feel that it suits my style, nor does it fit in the stories that I personally want to tell with the worlds that I want to create. The same goes for the deities and the pantheons. I treat that stuff as more of an inspiration or a loose set of guidelines than anything else, so don't expect me to regurgitate 30 years of established lore on this show, because I won't. Now with that out of the way, I'd like to toss things over to my fellow Slayrites. First up, there's Holland, aka Rio, who I've personally known for like 15 years now.
Wow. Ant, we're really old.
Rio, if you would like to introduce yourself, you're up.
Would I like to introduce myself? Cut that part out.
No, leave that in.
Maybe I'll keep it in.
Leave that part in. Why is the greeting the hardest part? I didn't write anything down for that. In brackets, I wrote, some kind of greeting? Three question marks.
Well, that's
marks.
Your greeting now.
Yeah.
It's not. It's bad. I could just say, okay, fuck it. That's staying in. Apparently, it's funny.
That's, listen, be natural. It's fine.
I'm being natural. Here's me being natural. Hey, guys, everyone, listeners, my good friends laughing at me. My name is Holland. I am a shipping coordinator for an HVAC company, and that's not interesting, so I'm going to get to the interesting stuff, which is still not interesting, but, you know, maybe you'll find some joy in it. Back in the olden days, my first ever D&D campaign was a 3.5 game. With most of these guys. I played what was supposed to be a half-elven rogue, but I had no idea what I was doing, and mostly just said stupid bullshit. This is a trend that continues to this day. But moving on. A few years later, a friend invited us to play a 5e campaign, and I actually sort of learned how to play over the course of this campaign. I decided to try a rogue again, a drow this time, who was supposed to be real edgy and cool, think Shadow the Hedgehog, but ended up being a walking shitpost from session one onward, because someone threw a bucket of shit on his head.
Guilty.
And it just went downhill from there. Thank you. Thank you, DM. After that, I didn't bother pre-planning out my characters' personalities too much and just let them form as the campaign progressed in a natural sort of way, as people do in real life. Kind of. My next character was the most boring human in the world, who also happened to be a warlock, who was very, very good at making people believe all of his bullshit. And that's where I learned that I am terrifyingly persuasive when it comes to characters with a high charisma stat. Which brings me to the character that I'll be playing in this campaign, an elven draconic bloodline sorcerer who also happens to be the fucker in charge of these motherfuckers. Which is too bad for them. His name is Elias Vanzarland. He's a feral gremlin pyromaniac, and I apologize in advance, except not really. I hope you guys like Fireball. Moving on.
All right, Rio, thank you. Yeah. Next up is my lovely wife, Hillary.
Hi, my name is Hillary. As Anthony said, I am his wife. I'm also a programmer by trade for the Amazon Empire. I have been playing D&D since middle school when my big sisters and their friends needed another fantasy nerd who could do math at their table. I've played a gaggle of different characters from different classes in 3.5e. With these guys, I've played a dwarven ranger barbarian and a gnomish wizard. But I've also played a rogue, a cleric, a paladin, and a lot of fighters. That's not any sort of preference. It's just a lot of the people I've met like playing spellcasters, and I like supporting them. So I end up playing melee classes way more often than not. In fact, my very first campaign was a pirate campaign, where I played a beefy fighter woman who dumped charisma. So this campaign is a nice return to form for me, since I'm playing a beefy fighter woman who dumped charisma. My character is Galva Lithos, who is a disgraced Ronin type who's on a quest to reforge her broken sword. Also, she's an Earth Genasi and a Giantkin, which means she's humongous compared to the rest of the party. She's a 9-foot social disaster, and now she's everyone else's problem.
Yay! We love her.
Very big.
Very good.
She's very, very big.
Thick.
She large.
She's dummy she's thick.
Very large.
But thank you, Hillary. Next up is Scott.
Yo, what up, nerds?
What up?
What up?
Anyway, yes, my name is Scott. For a while, I was in the ever wonderful retail hell, but I got out of that. Now I'm a lab analyst in an agricultural lab. I look for bad shit in your dirt and drinking water.
And we thank you for it.
Thank you, Scott.
But in terms of D&D, I've been playing ever since the 3.0, 3.5 era, way back in high school. I also dabbled in other systems, including Blue Rose, 13th Age. There was one time where I almost played Exalted, but that fell through. Don't play Exalted. But my start in 5th edition was with this group here, where I played a wild magic sorceress slash artificer that just thrived on chaos. And in another campaign, I also played a Warforged rogue that also thrived in chaos in a different way, in the fact that arson was his primary problem-solving tool. But honestly, I think chaos is my modus operandi when these type of games. I do like to understand the rules. I'd like to make sure I know what I'm doing, but only to break it and combine it with real-world physics to make Ant's life a living hell.
Yay!
Yes, that is absolutely the truth. When it comes to knowing the rules, Scott knows them in and out and how to completely ruin everything I do.
Should tell them about the yelling skeleton at some point.
The yelleton?
But that's for next time.
The yelleton? Oh, the yelleton. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of times that we've spent entirely too much time figuring out how much damage dropping an elephant would be once it hit terminal velocity. Mm-hmm. That's what we do, is just science, mm-hmm. math, and stupidity.
Yep.
But anyway, in this campaign, I play Aotir, a fairy astral self monk. She was supposed to be being groomed to be a princess of sorts, but she has anger issues and instead chose a life of violence.
As she should.
A life of violence, I love that.
A little bit different than you normally do, but it's a thing. Also, for listeners at home, do keep in mind
that I'm the one with a voice changer.
Yes.
So if you hear random voices or strange sound effects.
I love it.
Our boy Scott keeping it real.
Sloppy.
You're welcome.
What?
Sloppy.
What is that from? It sounds familiar.
It's Final Fantasy.
Okay. Well, all right.
All right. And finally, Teresa, a.k.a. Kiwi.
Hello. So a little about me. I work as a graphic designer, 9-to-5, for a small family-owned sign shop. On the topic of D&D, once upon a time, I played a half-elven rogue in a 3.5 campaign with almost everyone at this current table. I had no idea what I was doing the entire time we ran that campaign. More recently, I played an elven druid in a 5e campaign, which allowed me to actually figure out how D&D works. After that, I rolled an Eldritch Knight fighter and dumped his intelligence modifier for shits and giggles, because my playstyle is apparently to pick a class and then spec them badly. In this campaign, I play a changeling Grave Domain cleric who follows Kelmvor, and who is the only character in this group who didn't dump wisdom or intelligence. They dumped strength, which is not recommended for a cleric, but I do what I want.
Well said.
Their name is Dr. Finch Okafor, pronouns they, them, and up until the beginning of the campaign, they were a career medical examiner with a side of ghost whisperer. They're a socially anxious mess when talking to people with a pulse, but talking to ghosts is super easy and chill. Their best friend is a ghost named Wilhelm, who they've been trying to help move on, but he's content chilling in the skull he's anchored to, so they haven't had any success on that point. Maybe they will during the campaign, who knows?
Or maybe Wilhelm will become a tank and kill us all.
Maybe he will kill us all. Oh yes, disclaimer, I'm very bad at accents. I'm not aiming to hit some sort of English accent. My goal here is to just speak in a manner that is different from my normal voice so that it's easy to tell IC versus OOC. That's all I'm aiming for. I apologize to the British.
I apologize to the fake accent I'm using. What the fuck even am I, guys?
Scottish?
Sort of Irish.
It's like an Irish-Scottish rogue.
I was trying to lean into pirate, but ended up being some kind of mishmash of Scottish, Irish, and yikes.
Yes.
So fuck it, baby. We'll see.
I mean, that's not too far from pirate, but anyway.
You know what? That's fair. Maybe I'm doing it right.
Could be.
But regardless, that is the full cast. We are the Knights Who Roll, and would like to thank you for listening to us.
Thank you.
We have politeness. Thank you so much for listening to us blather on. Ant, I'm talking. No, go ahead.
Damn.
Just kidding.
Wow.